the parshas, this parsha is the parsha of Matan Torah. It's a tremendous parsha, obviously. There's in the Inyanim of Matan Torah, we speak about the klolius of giving the Torah and so on. That comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu. We speak also about Maimon Har Sinai, which is something that has its own yichud, Maimon Har Sinai, and it's something which, Aseres HaDibros and Maimon Har Sinai, it's something that sort of seems to transcend a little bit the inyan of Torah B'Kalusa and has some sort of specific inyanim. So I guess what we need to do is to try to understand a little bit the yichud of Maimon Har Sinai as such, over the inyanim of Matan Torah per se. You know, it was special about it, and then we'll be able to have a sense of what's the yichud of this event specifically over the other inyanim. So the first thing is, there is a this Chazal over here. The Chazal is in Shir Hashirim in Perek Aleph, and it's a maima that tells us a lot of the inyanim of Matan Torah, how it was, and so on. And there's something here that is, I guess, strange. It's a whole description. It goes, Dava Acha, Yishikenim Nishikas Pihu. So Yishikenim Nishikas Pihu is the description of Maimon Har Sinai in certain terms. And it says like this. It says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai Oimer, Melamed She'adiba Yoytze Mimina HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Simonu She'Yisrael, V'Choy Zev Oikev Esmach Nisor Shmenesimil, it would come out of the Amin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, go around the Machni Yisrael, and it would come back. So the Dibur came out from the Amin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Smoil of Yisrael, meaning if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's right side, the Chayisrael's left side, it would go around again and again, and come back from the Amin of Yisrael to the Smoil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekav lemiminoi v'choyka al haluach v'chol osef el osef oilu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would take it v'choyka al haluach. First of all, the description of the yamin to the small versus the small to the yamin, what are we talking about? The Rabbanan say, the Rabbanan argue, they said, v'chiesh small l'mala, there's no seichas of small l'mala, because l'mala it's all yamin, and therefore it's all yamin or HaKadosh Baruch Hu yamin of Yisrael, and back and so on. That is the Tuman Yomrim, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbanan. So some Havana, some Tfis, again, this is not Zoyak, it's Medrash Rabba. What are we talking about over here? And then we have Omer Brech, Yeshon Reb Chelboy, Hadiba Atzmo Yenechak Me'elov. The Dibur itself, it didn't require a separate Maisi Chakika, but the Dibur itself would be Choykik itself, Me'atzmoy. And as it was engraved in the Luchos, it went misayfer lematsayfer shrema koila shem chaytzalavas eish. Amarti Reb Chelboy vaksiv ksuv metzvalekim. So I asked Reb Chelboy, I don't understand. It says in the Furish and Pasik ksuv metzvalekim that there was a maisik siva. Amali Chanukah Savatachan Kenu. You think you're going to choke me off? In other words, that you're going to, take away. You're going to be mafrich me with a something of klum. Amorisle umahu dein dechsiv luch savoksiv asakim. Amali ke Talmid shu koisev rabba miyashav al yadei. It's like a Talmud that is sitting, and the Rebbe is sitting there and telling him how to write. So it doesn't quite it doesn't quite explain what exactly he said before. So what does he mean over here? He did say before that the Luchas themselves wrote in, and then he says over here that it was a Talmud, a Yoshev, the rabbi. So there was a Maisa Ksiva. So what exactly are we talking about? And his rabbi is Miyashev al Yodai, he keeps showing him how to write. Okay. So we have two Nekudas that require a Havana in this whole tier. Many more Nekudas, but two are boiled. First of all, the Inyan that Reb Shem Yechoy says that the Min of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was connected to Smol Nosha Yisrael, and that's how it went. Then the Smol of Yisrael, the Min of Yisrael went back to the Smol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are we talking about over there? We also need to understand what is the Inyan of the Diba was Nechkak in the Luchas itself. And it says both in other places, but that the Luchas, it was Nechkak. Even the Hezba of Ketalmud Shukosev Rabbi Miyashim Al Yodai also means that it has to boil down to what he said before about it being Nechkak. Those are the Inyanim here in Chazal try to get a feel for. In the parasha of the way it's in the parasha later on of Matan Torah in Vayeschanan, so the pasuk says Raki Shomolachot in Vayeschanan Dalet Raki Shomolachot Shonav Shemoid Pen Tishkas Vanchor Einecho Vizur Vavkoy Mechayecho Voidatem Vanecho. So on and so forth. So Rashi says that the Isser of Hishamalach Shmo Nafsho Me'oid Pentishas Varim is going on the mitzvahs. In other words, it's Keilu, and Rashi here and Rashi in the next pasuk Yud together, it says it's as if that the gosher pasuk is you be very careful not to forget the details of the mitzvah, because Rashi in Ches says that me goy gadol asloy chukusat zikol atar zayshneim zayfeicham hayoyim. This or going back before it says the chokmasu binaschem. The only way mitzvahs achoch masim minasam mina amim as if you do it right. Isham lechoshnafshem me'oid penteshas vanshoi necha means don't forget any of the protim of the dinya mitzvahs. And if you forget, because if you forget it, you're going to mess up the tzur of the mitzvah. And these are protim that you heard. Yemashal v'shegra b'chayrev. So the whole four or five psukim here are all. The dugish is on doing mitzvahs appropriately. The way in which you heard all the details and the appropriate way to do it, you heard it from Har Sinai, and therefore you should remember all the mitzvah ketzurasa. Ramban argues. Ramban says that, and he actually counts the mina mitzvahs as well. There is a chiyuv to remember Maimon Har Sinai, or better said, there is an issa to forget Maimon Har Sinai. And we're supposed to keep Maimon Har Sinai alive in our children's minds and so on. That's how Ramban learns it. There are Ikrei Emunah. There are in Yanim. It's hard a little bit to understand in the Ramban over here where exactly is the Makom Tfisa for this mitzvah and Issa. There's no Maisa Mitzvah, obviously. There's no Shavuos is not a Maisa Mitzvah from Matan Torah, and there's no Maisa Mitzvah Mechayev. If you're talking about the Emunah, I mean, nobody holds more than Torah Min HaShemayim. One of the Ikrei Emunah is Torah Min HaShemayim, that this Torah was given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe. Moshe was like a Kosev, like a Seifish, a Kosev and a Rabbi, and so on and so forth. In the Klolius of the Chiyuv of Emunah, yes, there's a chiyuv to be maimin that Torah is Min HaShemayim, whether you can figure it out as a mitzvah, not a mitzvah. The specificity of Har Sinai, I don't know. Where is there? Obviously, if a person tells over the children the story of Har Sinai, of Torah Min HaShemayim, if we have in ourselves an emuna in Torah Min HaShemayim, it's obviously Sinai. What's the yichud of remembering the Yonah from Sinai? In other words, what I'm driving at is, there's a chloliistika inyan to bear in mind that Torah is Min HaShemayim, that's Ikre Emuna, everyone holds like that. And then there's a special, according to Ramban, there's a special chiyuv to remember it that's coming from Har Sinai, to remember the Yon of Har Sinai. So we're trying to understand the yichud of the Torah that's on Har Sinai, the nekuda of Torah and Har Sinai, more than others. Another inyan, it says in the Seder Avodim, Sefer Talmud, it says, Omlem Amamuna, and they would start the Avodah Seyom, they would lay in, they would say Ava Rabba, and then he told them to say Aseres Hadibris, and then Krishna, and so on. The Seder of Avodah of Tefillah, that's somewhat similar to our Seder. Birchas, Krishna, Baruch Hu, and so on. Brachas of Tefillah, and so on. The one that's more specifically difficult, of that whole Seder Advarim, we understand that the Beis HaMikdash is the Makam Avodah, and it's Mat'im to have inyanim of tefillah, which are avodah. So Yotzer, Oyer, and Ava Rabba, and Baruch Hu, all of those are shayach to the tchum of avodah. Good. Kriya Shema is also Kabbalah's Oil Mach Shemayim, Kabbalah's Oil Mitzvahs. So in the tchum of avodah, all of these belong. Aseres Hadibris is very, very hard to understand. Aseres Hadibris belongs to the world of Torah, period. Nothing to do with Riyah Avodah. Yes, it's... Of course, everything's Avodas Hashem, but it's nothing really to do with it. It says that we were supposed to have incorporated now a davening, except that the minim would say that only this is Min HaShemayim, so fine. But why does Aseres Hadibris have a makom in the tefillah? In Avu Rabba L'mashal, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Torah, Birchas HaTorah, those are in Yonim that they're there mitzad the Hoidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitzad the Bracha Shabbai. So that makes sense. He's part of davening. So even though Ava Rabba is mostly focused on the gift of Torah to Klal Yisrael, but the bracha itself is the shevach noidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the bakasha shebay that he should be mamshach Torah to us. That makes a lot of sense. But to incorporate it in Avodah Beis HaMikdash, what for? I mean, in our regular tefillah, we have a little bit bits and pieces of Torah because Chazal wanted to make sure everybody in class has a little bit of Torah every day. So there's Kedusha the Sidra, and then there's the Rav Shmuel, and all the different bits and pieces. But it doesn't make sense that should be part of the Seder Avodah. So you see that there's a Seder Avodah, a Aseres Hadibris needs to have needs to be part of the Avodah Beis HaMikdash. Why? Why does that have to be part of that? One more nekuda about Har Sinai, about Maimon Har Sinai, it says that the Klal Yisrael should have lived forever. Vani amarti imatem of the Elon Kulchem, Ochen Karan to Musa, and so on and so forth. So the understanding is, and Chazal say it in different places, in some places more for some less for us, that a Kazan not been choyt nechat egel, there wouldn't be Misa anymore. Chorus, alaluchos, and so on, and with the chet. So that means that specifically in giving of the luchos, they're supposed to have been some sort of tikkun. Something in the world would have changed, and that would have become the matzav again of a world without misa. What exactly, I mean, you could say, I don't know, the world became good, we accepted Torah, but the mashmos is mitzad the luchos, not mitzad the klolis of Torah, but mitzad choros ala luchos, or choros ala cheros, and so on, and the shviros ala luchos caused mis again. So there's a yichud in the luchos, avonim, and there's a yichud in the luchos that is something that is, that brings about the v'chai le'olam in the bria. And what's the yichud of the luchos? That's which is really Maimon Har Sinai. So Har Sinai and the luchos. The luchos. Let's put it this way: the luchos are the chelik of Torah that are shayach to Har Sinai, and then everything else it falls into place. We once spoke about it also is hard to understand a little bit. Yes, in Aseres HaDibros you have the Beremiza, all of Torah. It's very, very difficult. And certainly no layman could possibly get all of Torah out of it. And if you and even Rishonim have a hard time figuring out, it's very vague. So Manav Shach, either give the entire Torah or give, I mean, what's the meaning of having the Aseres, the Adibris there? The Rambam says in Pirush Mishnayos in Talmud that it's the Roish, the Iker and the Roish of Torah. So what exactly is it? I mean, they're not moch, there are mitzvahs that are not there, that get worse averis, that get worse punishments, different arayas, get skila, chenek, and so on. What exactly is the nekudah of yichud of luchas? That's the point we want to talk about. So the ikra dvarim, the Talmud, the Goyen had a Talmud of a Talmud called Reb Yitzchak Isaac Chava. He was called the Peshlishit to the Goyen. Reb Yitzchak Isaac Chava was a Goyen Olam. He was a Rav. He wrote Chuvis. He also was Mefarish, a lot of the Goyen's more obscure Ksavim. This Inyan is, he has in two places. There's a Siach Yitzchak, which are drushes that are, it's something that's approachable by everybody. And then in a much more difficult way, he writes in Pesach Sharim, which is sort of a Kabbalah Kasef of his, scholar of Kabbalah, but it's the same Nekuda, different I find. I'm going to try to get the Nekuda, the point out of it. If we're to ask ourselves, why is the Bria destined for Misa? Where does Misa come into the world? Or the Inyan of Misa in the world. So, if we can give a mashal, whenever you have an appliance, as long as it's plugged in, it keeps going. It doesn't seem to stop ever. When you take it out and it has some sort of battery pack, it continues going, but the clock is ticking. So we have two echetimtzes of something that's working, that's bepoel. You have something which is it's mechuber to the sheirish, and the koyach hachius of the sheirish is pulsates in it, and it's one and the same. So the refrigerator that's sitting there plugged in, it's an extension of the current kilu, and it's constantly working, and therefore it doesn't stop. And then you have a battery, which is sort of is the heritage as a storage place for the energy, and it'll last, but it's mugbal. It can be better, fantastic, extremely long, enduring, but be'etzem, because it's something that's not coming from the shoresh, it stands on its own, and it is slowly draining out. This is a dogma we have in front of us, a tzir we have in front of us, of two echetimtzes of the same thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is Chai Loilam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is Chayim itself. And therefore, V'atem Advekim Hashem Alekeichem, Chayim Kulchem Ayoyim, anything that's plugged into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, anything that's mechubet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Chai Loilam. So, Odom HaRishon, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Yipach Ba'apof, so what courses through his body is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the body is one and the same. The chiyus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is memala the entire person, and the person is chai. So even though he has a guf, so even though the refrigerator has a box and it has its coils and its refrigerant and so on and so forth, but the electricity and it is one and the same. When Adam was chayte, Adam said, I am a distinct entity from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his ratzen, and I have my ratzen. Sometimes it meets, sometimes not. That wedge said that the guf and the neshama is not one and the same. So the neshama, so the guf has a charge from the neshama. It has a chiyus, but this chiyus is divorced from the mekor chayim, and therefore the chiyus begins to wind down as soon as the person is born. That's the etzem kilkel of misa in the world, is when there was a pirud between the nevroim and the bayrei. So the minute there's a pirud, it's a question of time until it falls apart, because we are limited, and that's it. In the Luchais, there was something that was, the extraordinary inyan of the Luchais was that the koil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the chiyus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochel, became ensconced in Luchos Avonim. In other words, the koil of when a person speaks, like the just like by Vayipach Ba'apov, it says man the both the Baal HaTanya and the Nafsh Chaim quote paraphrase Zohar that man de nafach medilei nafach, that a person, when a person breathes, since breath is our very life essence, so when I do something with my hands, it's a step removed from me. I want to do something, I tell my hand to do it, and it does it. I can live with doing, I can live without doing. So Lamaisa, it's a step removed. So anything that's poil yodav is removed. But anything since my breath is my life, and anytime I infuse breath of mine to something, I infuse it with a piece of my chiyus. So dibur, when it sits on top of my neficha, that becomes an inyan of chiyus kaviyachol, of atzmai kaviyachol. The chiddush of the luchos avonim was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol took a dibur, took koilos, and these koilos are kaviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Of the same bechinam anofik de nafach, there are a chelik al kaimi mal, and they became embedded in the luchos. In other words, as opposed to a separate maisek siva, which is already a pu'ul of a person, then this is actually where the etzem koil was nechkak, the koil itself put itself into the luchos. The Tikkun to Reb Chalbe, that's what Reb Chalbe said. Reb Chalbe said, he asked him, it says Ksuvas, so he said, it means the difference between when I write over somebody else's shir, so it's me writing it over, so Be'etzim, it carries my limitations, and it's already not the shir anymore, it's not the Etzim Panimius, it's not what the person said, it's what I heard the person say. If I'm a secretary and the person is dictating to me, it still carries the chiyus of the person dictating. So here also, it's something which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's telling Moshe to write exactly how to write it, means it's Devar Lekim Chayim, it's not Divrei Moshe, it's not like other Nevi'im that they said what they heard. So you already are hearing Amos's words, Yoina's words, not a Kadosh Baruch Hu's words. Masha'enke Moshe Rabbeinu, the etzem Dvar Hashem is what's written. So Rav Chalbe ben Achad, he meant you have a chakika of the koil itself, which you don't have any other place. It's true in even on a ruchnistic level. Let's talk about it again. The Rabbi Yitzchak Zechava says it in his Lashonos, but it's what it means. Whenever we have the reason why we're chayte is because we have in ourselves a guf, and we have a Dvar Hashem. The Dvar Hashem is the diburim we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and those diburim sit in us, and they exert a tremendous influence, but they are not us. So we have two halakim that are not nischaber, and b'meilo all kilkulim, all averis, come because at some point hagufa is a shaloi. My body picks up and does what it wants, eats what it wants, goes where it wants, looks where it wants. That's my guf. So many times the dibur is able to ride on top of the guf and to rein it in and to focus it where it should focus. But it's two separate entities. And once in a while, the guf just bolts off and does what it wants, or at least potentially so. Masha'in kein, when you have a metzias where the dibur is nefach to guf, it's not the pshat, it's something written on. It's not an addition onto me, but it's part and parcel of my mohus. Then there is no pirud, and that stays toiv forever. So the metzias of luchas, given in Sinai, the whole maimedar Sinai luchas, is not, it's not just the beginning of Torah, like it's the grand opening of Torah. Torah is going to be later, or Moshe comes down 4 days later, and Moshe is going to come along with a whole big Sefer Torah and Torah Shebaal Peh, and if the 4 days and 40 nights, the whole thing. And this was just like the grand opening. That's not it. There was a yichud in Maimon Har Sinai and the Matan Luchos that's the sheirish of all of Torah to come. It is the sheirish of Torah to come in the sense that the nekuda of dibur, of chius, that's chokuk, in Torah, its sheirish comes from Har Sinai. The Maimon Har Sinai was the nekuda of HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking, and then the rest of it is just the hashlamat it. But once the yisoid is there, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's diburim, everything else becomes the same oifen. We asked, what's the Maimon Chazal here? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it went from Yamin HaKadosh Baruch Hu to our small soul, our Yamin. Let's picture two different oifanim. We have two people. When Reuven talks to Shimon, we have two oifanim. If Reuven wants to tell me something, to command something, to have me do something, it's enough for him to stand behind me. You know, somebody sees me walking out. He tells me, if you're going out, go and get this and this also. Pick this up, or whatever it is. There's no need for him to face me. It's a tzivui. And fakert, in as much as a shluch shalom kemoisei means his yamin is parallel to my yamin, and his small is parallel to my small. I'm a yoda richter. So basically, I'm just doing something for him. Every tzivui as such works that way. So there's no face-to-face. When I'm trying to convince somebody, when I'm trying to give over my nekud of chiyus, just like, let's illustrate it graphically so we have an understanding. Just like if I'm trying to resuscitate somebody and to give him a breath of life, I have to face him. It has to be face-to-face. It has to be like Chazal say, Shakeini min shikris pihu. It has to be peh to peh. Because the only way I can give over chiyus through dibur is peh to peh when I see him. Famous Gemara to Meir Sora Rabbeinu Kara Sora Meir Machoyrav Na Milfanov, and then I need to face the person. Whenever I'm facing the person, my yamin is to his small, and my small is to his yamin. And the reason for that is because in order to face somebody, where I'm the mashpia, he has to be the mekabel, and where he's mashpia or mevakish, I have to be mekabel. Like Eze Kenegdoi, I don't want to go off, but all those in Yanu, the Kenegdoi means that the relationship is he's a mekabel to my hashpa, and vice versa. So Reb Shimon ben Yochai, so Rabbanan said, it's a getter of tzivuyim. It's something which is a tzivuy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us what to do. So when someone tells me what to do, I need not face him. Fakert, I'm already doing my shlichus. I'm on my way to do my shlichus. So there's no panim or panim in the shlichus. when, if the point is I'm trying to give over the nekud of chiyus, then I need to be panim upon him, and the structure of panim upon him is such that my yamin is it needs the smoil of the mushbat mekabel, and my smoil, in other words, to be mashpi on somebody, I need to be responsive to his needs. I can't decide, I feel like mishpi of this. I need to deher, so the person's needs and so on are mushbat to me, and I'm a kabel that. Vayishmael lekim ashavosim, and so on. It's not kosum. And vice versa, the person is a kli kibble of my ashpa. That's the face to face. The so we have here a whole new chelik, a whole new tfisa, what Maamar HaSinai was. And that's what the Ramban means. The Ramban says that there's an issa to forget Maamar HaSinai, and I need, and it brings down as a chiv, I need to bring it down as something which I'm teaching, and I bring it, give it over. Because if we were talking about the kolistic inyan of Torah and Hashemayim, it certainly wouldn't be a separate mitzvah. It's part of Gidrei Emunah. If it would be telling over the protea mitzvahs, namistava, that would be a separate iser. It's part of the general chiv of keeping mitzvahs, kitzur rasan, the kedukah. The Ramban learns that the chiv of giving over the Maamar HaSinai is because Maamar HaSinai is a unique nekuda in Torah that is not it's the neshama of Torah. It's where the koil became chokuk in the Evin, and b'meila all of the koilus of Torah that become all the tzivuim, of course, would have that same property. And if I'm missing that, then I'm missing the neshama of it. Adrabah, in a certain sense, I'm missing the ikar of it. It helps us understand very much the inyan of the Aseres HaDibris B'Klolius and the Aseres HaDibris in the Beis HaMikdash. Both of them we asked, what's the point of Aseres HaDibris, Aseres HaDvarim, where it says the Pasuk, and in the Beis HaMikdash, they said it. The Ramban says that, the famous Ramban, we've seen it many times, that the Mishkan was a mini Har Sinai, the way everybody was camped around it, and in the very, very Pnim was the Aron, there's no two ways about it, and that's clear, and there was Luchos there, so that was the very centerpiece of it. So, really trying to understand, it's nice, Torah, Gdulov Mokemechot, you have Torah and Avodah, but it's two separate Amudim, and more than that, the Sanhedrin had to sit next to the Beis HaMikdash. What's the inyan? The Chorim, what does one have to do with the other? The Melech had no chiv to sit there. The Melech is also a part of it. The Melech is a third leg of it. Gemilas Chesed, it says there was a shar where people would be Menachem and wish well and so on. Fine, that's nice. It's not the Yesoda Yesodis. The answer is, the way we're explaining it, the sheirish of Aveda and the sheirish of Torah, in a sense, becomes one. Because the koil alekim midaber is part and parcel of what the neshama of Torah is. Torah, without the sense of a Dvar Hashem, without the sense of having that of the koilus, that what I'm reading is a koil that's nechkak, then I'm missing the heart neshama of Torah. Since the Beis HaMikdash is the makom where you deher the imminence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where you deher HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochel atzmoy, this is the place where you need to have Aseres HaDibris said. This is the place where the Aron with the Luchas lie. Because since the Luchos are the Kritika of the Koil Hashem itself, it's the Koil Hashem itself in it, then that's the Mokah for it. That's the inyan why it has to be there, Dafka. There's a Pasuk that says about, in the same Pasuk in Eschanan, It says Kishal Yom Rishonim. It goes on about that we shouldn't Chas V'Shalom stray off Avodah Zarah. It says Kishal Yom Rishonim Shoyel Lefanech Mayom Shabor Lekim Adam Al Oretz Mikzash Nakteir Shmayim Nirkadav Agal Zeshem Koyu. Ask around. Was there ever something like that as big as this event? Hashoma Am Koyel Lekim Adav Atoicha Eish Kashamata Tavayechi. Did any nation hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak to them mitoch ha'esh and remained alive? Oy hanisal kim lo v'lkachsa goy mekarav goy masas oisim gdolim and so on and so forth. The general understanding of the Rishonim is it's talking about the ability to survive. The Hashama Am Koylo Likim is something which is a part of the Nisim Neflos. It's part of the next pasuk. The Bemasas Baisim Moivsim Mulchama Hashama Am Kol Kim Medaber. It's also big Nes. So one Nes is that Har Sinai we heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak, and we remained alive. That's a big Nes. And then the Nes is Moivsim Mitzrayim and so on. In which case it's out of order and so on. Doesn't the Ramban says it? Remember Chaya says it also. That why would a person die if he would hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak? Not because it's so frightening and overwhelming and the fire and so on, but because it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mekor HaChayim, and everything looks to be drawn to its Makor and Shairish, and therefore our neshama would leap up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and disappear into the great mohus of the Mekor HaChayim. I was thinking, Lefi, that there's another way of looking at the pasuk. The whole mohus of Avodah Zarah is Elohim Acherim. It's where the different Elohims in the Bria become Acher from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, become broken off, and they become Guf without Neshamas. So when I see a person walking around, I take the Guf and say, oh, he's a god. And bemailed, and I disregard the neshama. I think that the guf mitzad atzma has chiyus, and that's a mistake. He says Klal Yisrael has elokim chayim. He says Hashama am koil elokim medavrech hashvata to vayechi, and Chassidus Sforim say this taich. Your chiyus is drawn from the elokim medaber mitoicha eish. Your own chiyus is a hamshach of that chiyus. You're not part of the Zifchei Mesim of Umas Oilam, of Akum. We deal with finite things that are dead because they're just running out of power, even as they're walking and talking and running. Vayechi is a positive aspect. It's not despite the fact, but you draw your chiyus from Kaviyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And therefore, it's something which is a... you shouldn't have a Shaykh of Avodah Zarah because your mohus has no Shaykh of Avodah Zarah. The inyan of Maimed Har Sinai being the Sheirish and the Mokar for Matan Torah changes our Tfisin Havana of what Torah is and how a person needs to approach Torah. If a person divorces Torah from the mitzvah, then the person is no longer learning Divrei Elokim Chayim, because it's no longer the luchos, coming out and it's no longer the lucho, the dibur imposed upon the luchos. Always point out the Rambam, who's ki'ilu, the rationalist, with his own seich and so on and so forth. Mostly said by people that don't learn the Rambam. The Rambam, if you take a look at Pirsha Mishnayis, every so often, Omer Lekim, Tziva Lekim, Tziva Bar Yisparach, Ve'omer Lekim, Hilchas Avodah Zarah. He starts with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he says, Ve'tziva Lekim, and Ikra Avodah Zarah, and its punishments, and so on and so forth. It's kol kule, the Rambam starts more nevuchim, alechem ishimekra, yikshem Hashem, and so on. It's kol kule, Torah without a Kadosh Baruch Hu zifchei mesim. And the forgetting that Torah is the Devar Hashem that was choikik itself in Luchos Avonim is missing the etzem nekuda of Torah. Torah is the incredible echetimtza, the same paradox that a person b'tikuna is, that Selam Alekim is, that somebody is Basa V'dam, with everything that a Basa V'dam would have, and his all of his taivas and ritzonis became Ratzon Elyon. That's the Pella of Adam. Umafli Lasois, that's something that the same Basa V'dam like a Balchai. And yet the Nekuda of Chiyus in a person, the Vayipa Bapav turned a Basa V'dam into Tselem Alekim. That's the Pella of Adam. The Pella of Torah is that Lucha is Evan, which is the most Chaymer Dekinyan, Avonim are the most physical, tangible, palpable things, becomes something which is Noises, it becomes Kulei Ruchni, because the Koil was Nechak on it. Luchos Shnius, he was a hatok of Luchos Shnius, it doesn't have that anymore. And because it's a writing of a writing. It's already not Mechubet Rechias. The first one is the Dibris themselves being Nechak there. It's also the Pshat when Chazal say it was Hoylech Mesefer Lamat Sefer. It had to be Makif the entirety. If you have any time, if the Koyach HaChiyus is not makif the entire, that's when Misa sets in. Rachman is on a person who doesn't have blood circulation in his extremities. They die, they become infected, and they kill the rest of the body. There's no such thing as partial chiyus. Either everything is chai or it's Misa. If there's any nituk, it's Misa. So Seifel and Seifelim is that same chiyus. If we don't learn in a way, If we don't say our aseres hadibris in the avodas hamigdash, the problem is not avodas hamigdash is lacking. The problem is aseres hadibris are lacking. Then when we finish and sit down to learn, if the Sanhedrin is not sitting in the mokim of Har Sinai, in the mokim hamigdash, which is the ongoing Har Sinai, then their Torah is minutik from Akadosh Baruch Hu's dibur, and then it's zivcha mesim. The chiyus of Torah is what happened at Har Sinai. The neshama of Torah is given at Har Sinai, and that chakika in the luchos is what needs to remain for Torah to be alekim chayim. It's interesting when a yid sits down and he learns, and you know when we say what we learn all Torah. And we learn tzivuyim and mitzvahs and averis. We're saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to do this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said not to do this, and so on and so forth. When a person teaches Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, the word Anoichi is when I'm saying it, when I'm saying the pasuk in the Torah, when I'm reading the pasuk in the Torah, loisas lo yud, all of those are commands, and we read it, so it's read as a command. When it says "loisid there shall not be," it means it's a command not to do something. When we read "anoich Hashem akecha," the Yid reads "migroinoi." The word "anoichi" is his own self saying that. It's incredible. The Maimed Har Sinai needs to be remembered always, because the shirish of the Neshama of Torah is the Maimed Har Sinai. And if we learn Torah the way we're supposed to learn it, and we understand it the way it's supposed to be understood, and we understand that there's a Dvar Lekim that's there always, then we have on ourselves the description of Hashama Am Koil Lekim Edam Techeish Kashvata Tovayechi. A person can draw chiyus from it. We all believe firmly that if we were to get a nevuah, we'd become changed people. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu to talk directly to us, there wouldn't be a shilas by us. Nobody has any tzad like that. He does talk to us. If we have in mind, if we sit down to learn and we understand that this is a Kol Hashem that was nechak al sefer. It wasn't somebody thought something, he wrote it down, and it's mechaven to Dvar Hashem. Torah itself is a Dvar Hashem. If a person that has Hashem am kol kim medavetech eish as kashmata ato, then the person draws a chiyus from it. He vayechi, you live. And it's the key of the Atam Advekam Hashem Alakechem Chaim Kolchem Ayon. Shabbos.
That's the
Koyach and the Bria. It's the Koyach and the Bria of the Ruach to become.